Got a message for you tonight, so listen carefully as we preach to you. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 through 23. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. I want you to catch that. That's where my text is going to be, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Now notice he said, he's given him all power, put everything under his feet, all things, gave him to be the head over all things, and he's the head of the body, and we're the body, so that it's under our feet today. Sister Callahan, would you come and pray? God will anoint the people, anoint us to minister.
Father, we love you today. Oh, we feel your presence is here, Lord, in such a special way. Lord, I know that you have some special anointing to pour out. Father, I pray that you'd help the people to open up their hearts. Lord, just to reach out and touch the anointing, Lord, that you could just meet every need tonight. Lord, if there's somebody here discouraged, Lord, I pray that you'd touch Brother Callahan to touch their hearts. Lord, cause this word to penetrate in our hearts and to inspire us. Lord, help it to nourish our body like a good vitamin pill would nourish us. Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Is it cool in here to you? All right. Usher, just turn them off and leave them. It's cool down now. Just shut them off. I think it'll be fine. We appreciate the ushers. And let me say something here before I get into the message. We have instructed the ushers. Hear me carefully. We've instructed the ushers after visiting with them that any children, teenagers, juniors, whoever they are, whosoever they are, deacons, elders, pastors, whoever, that will not mind our ushers. After they're told one time, the second time, they take them by the arm and bring them to you and set them by the parents. So if you get mad, I'll pray with you, but I won't go against my ushers. Amen? Because we want our young people, our juniors, our moms and dads to all get into the service. Amen. God bless you. I want to talk to you tonight about that 18th verse. The Lord's laid some things on our heart that you may know what is the hope of his calling. I'm talking about the calling of God. Now, notice as we talk about this tonight that he said that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. When you talk about the call of God, all people think about is the call to preach. Every time you say the calling of God, they think, well, he's got the calling of God. He's called to preach. He's called to teach. He's called for something special. But I want to talk about the calling of God in general. Every person that's saved was called. God calls you. Amen? He called you. For no man cometh unto me except the Spirit of my Father draw him, Jesus said. He's got to be called. Now, if I should call your name tonight, what would you do? When Jesus calls you, what you receive from him depends on how you hear his call. How you obey his call. First Thessalonians, I'm going to use a lot of scripture now and I'm move right along with it. So teaching, preaching, whatever you want to call it, I'll help you to listen. First Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12, that you would walk worthy of God who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. He's called you unto his kingdom and his glory. And what is his kingdom? Kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So he's called you into a kingdom that's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. He didn't call you according to your works, but according to his purpose and his grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Thank God, Brother Hicks, we're not called and awarded just according to our ability. It's by grace through faith we're saved. Amen? By faith through grace, however you want to put it, they both work together. Now, Hebrews 3:1, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Now consider him and consider the call of God. Your call. Now let me tell you something. So we want to note today that the call of God is never recorded as being a hardship call or a life full of problems or a call to a troubled way or a call to poverty or a call to sickness or a call to bankruptcy or a call to failure. Or a call of any of these kinds that we hear so much about. We are not called to that. Amen? But it's a high calling. It's a holy calling. It's a calling that's filled with his glory because it's a heavenly calling. It's a calling that's filled with his life and with his love and his power. Now, notice we see then Romans 11:29 that the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. Hello? You need to get this. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance. When God calls, he doesn't repent. Now, I heard one preacher say, God calls you and you don't have to ever repent. They're without repentance, but that isn't what he's meaning. Because he said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. But God never repents. It doesn't matter how much I moan and groan and complain and bellyache, he's not going to repent that he called me to preach. If I make a mess out of it, it's my fault, not his. Amen? That's a call to preach. But I'm talking about to the holy brethren. I'm talking to the church. Your call. And his calling is without repentance. 2 Peter 1:10 said, given diligence to make your calling and election sure. Now, if his calling is without repentance, then you're called into these things, then pay close attention to what we're called. Hey, praise the Lord. We're called unto life. 1 Timothy 6:12 said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life whereunto thou art called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. What did he say? Lay hold on eternal life which you're called unto. I'm called unto eternal life. Eternal life abides in me now, Brother CJ. It's there. When I accepted Jesus Christ, I accepted eternal life. Praise the Lord. And he's never going to repent and take that eternal life back from me. The only way I can get out of there, nobody can pluck me out of his hand. Nobody can take me out. Nobody can make me leave it. Nobody can get me out of that. The only way I can get rid of eternal life is simply make up my mind that I don't want it and walk away from God and go back in the beggarly elements of sin. I'm called to eternity with eternal life. Praise the Lord. I want you to see some security. John chapter 10:10 said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I'm talking about the glory of God, the calling of God. We're called eternal life, not death. We elaborate on from the time we're born to the time we leave here, we're constantly dying. I don't know where he got all of the phrases. Scared me to death. Really, it scared you to life more than it did to death. Because adrenaline flowed more and your blood pressure went up. Hello? We talk about dying when really we're living. From the time you're born, you learn to live. Life is more precious to me today than it was when I was 20 years old. You learn to live. From the time you're born, you're growing in life until you go home to be with the Lord. But we've finally sacked ourselves out that we're dying. Born to die, and we start dying the moment we are born. No, I started living the moment I was born. And then at 11 years old, I was born again and found another life. And I've been living ever since then with that eternal life. Talking about the calling of God. He didn't call me to die. Hello? God's not looking for people to die for it. He's looking for people to live for it. Right? We're called to glory. I don't mean heaven. I mean glory. 2 Peter 1 and 3, according to his divine nature, according to his divine power, hath given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. See, I'm not called to problems, I'm called to glory. In Christ Jesus, if we'll receive his word, brethren, it's from glory to glory. It's from victory to victory. It's not from victory to defeat, but we hear people preach and say, oh, praise the Lord, I'm glad for the mountaintops, but for every mountain there's two valleys. Well, turn it around. Thank God for every valley there's two mountains. Amen? You get down in the valley and there's a mountain on both sides. Instead of saying, well, I'm on the mountaintop, but there's a valley on each side, and I know I'm going through that. No, you don't have to go down in the valley. You can go around and stay on the mountaintop. Praise the Lord. Stay with me now. We got to change our thinking to walk where God wants us to walk. Excuse me. He said, according to his divine power, hath given us all things. Notice what he said. Everybody say all things. That pertain unto life, godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. He hasn't given us death. Death's going to be the last enemy he'll destroy. God didn't give us death. Praise the Lord, he gave us life. God called us to glory and to godliness and to life through the knowledge of him, Jesus Christ. And we're called to glory and virtue. Now, he called us to be free. 1 Corinthians 7 and 22. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise, he that is called is the Lord's free man. I want you to notice that. We hear people say all the time, well, I'm a servant. You're a servant of the people. But we're not serving God. We're serving the people. We're worshiping God. We're praising God. We're called to glory and virtue. We're called to sit with him in heavenly places. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's the head of the body, and I'm the body. I'm sitting there with him by faith. You look funny running around with the head and the body down here and take your head and go somewhere else, wouldn't you? Be a freak. So we are in Christ spiritually. It's a mystery, but it's by faith spiritually. And he's sitting on the right hand of the Father, so we're represented there with him. Praise the Lord. And we're free. What a price. What a price there is for freedom. Walk out to the Veterans Hospital. Walk around. You see the signs of the price that was paid for freedom. There's a greater freedom I'm talking about tonight, that we're called unto freedom. Ye shall know the truth, which is Jesus, and the truth shall make you free, John 8:32 said. I'm talking about freedom. When you come to the Lord, you are free. Freeborn. Born again. But the message that we've heard in a lot of cases is, well, when you come to Jesus, there's so many things that you can't do until you actually become in bondage. You're not in bondage in the Lord. You're free, man. We're free to serve people, to love Jesus, to worship Jesus. We're free to do the things he puts in our heart to do, and we're free to be successful. Praise the Lord. Sat down in Brother Carroll's class a little while this morning. Enjoyed hearing him talk about different things God was showing him in the lesson. And it seemed like because God given you wisdom and understanding, that the rest of the things just automatically come with it. If you got wisdom and understanding from God, then riches and wealth and prosperity and health and happiness seems to be the ingredients that just go along with it. But if you're seeking riches and wealth, then they're going to flee from you. But if you seek wisdom and understanding, God's going to give you ways to prosper. God's going to give you ways to be healthy. God's going to give you ways to be happy. God's going to give you ways to be free that you never knew about. Praise the Lord. How many are still out there? Wave at me. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about the call of God. Now, I want you to notice something. In the beginning, God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Is that right? Has it ever changed? Has anybody ever been able to revoke that? Well, isn't his call to me just as real? Can anybody revoke the call when he's called me to life? When he's called me to glory? When he's called me to have happiness? When he's called me to be in his kingdom? Can anybody revoke that? That's as real as when God said, let there be light, and there was light. And nobody has ever revoked it. Praise the Lord. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, said, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Praise God. You don't really know liberty until you accept the liberty that Christ gives you. Now, I was saved at 11 years old, received the baptism of the Holy Ghost at 13. Though I strayed in sin for 3.5 years, yet I didn't really know liberty until the real liberty of myself and my inhibitions right here in Muskogee in 1979, when God took me apart and just took out some inhibitions and gave me liberty that I never experienced before. There's liberty in God. You don't have to have all those traditions and inhibitions hung on you to where you're carrying a lot of dead weight around and saying, my Lord, isn't this a hard way? I'll be so glad when I get to heaven and won't have to endure. Brother, hear me tonight. We're walking in the light, and there's joy unspeakable and full of glory. There's a blessing in living for God. There's a blessing in being liberated. There's a blessing in having the peace of God in your heart. That's what he called for. Now let me dwell on this one just a little bit. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 15. We're called to peace. It said, but God hath called us to peace. John 14, 27 said, peace I leave with you. My peace give I unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now, who is that speaking? Jesus, the Son of God, our Savior. Who's he talking to? The body, the church. Peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Can you imagine Jesus ever getting upset and nervous and frustrated as we do? Can you imagine him when they announced tornado watch? Oh, God, what are we going to do? God, help me. Can you imagine? He said, my peace give I unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And the natural statistics in the world teach us that people that have peace live longer than the people that's troubled. No wonder he said, with long life and satisfaction, I'll give you long years and happiness if you walk in my commandments and keep my statutes. Hallelujah. I'm preaching to you tonight the calling of God without repentance. Praise the Lord. Call to peace. Let not your heart be troubled. Oh, but Brother Callahan, you don't understand. Nobody's ever been through what I've been through. I can't even pay my bills. Well, have a nervous breakdown and you got more bills. Have a heart attack and you got more bills. Develop ulcers and you got more bills. So the quickest way to get out of your bills and get them paid is to follow God and live a life of peace and happiness and stay healthy and don't have to give it to the doctors or the attorneys or the courts. Hello? A lot of people have so much problems, the attorneys and doctors get it all because we're so troubled. And the back of it, we've lost peace. Still out there? Romans 5:1 said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace with God. I'm talking about the call of God. We're called to peace now. Galatians 5:22 said, the fruit of the Spirit is peace. Hello? But, oh, you don't understand. I've got 3 kids. And it's driving me nuts. I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. It's not the 3 kids that's about to drive you nuts. It's your spiritual life that's not strong enough to overcome those problems. Amen? Because mamas used to raise 8 to 12 or 13 kids. John Wesley's mother prayed 4 hours a day to raise her. They said, how do you pray and raise those 13 kids? She said, how do I have time not to pray and raise them? I'm talking about call of God. Hallelujah. We have peace with God. Peace is the fruit of the Spirit. Now, John 16:33 said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye shall have peace. We major on the other part of that verse. In the world ye shall have tribulations. Hello? But in me, he said, you shall have peace. That's like the theory they say, but you don't understand. The Bible said, man that's born of woman is few days and full of trouble. All we have promised here is trouble. For he said, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. And we just have to endure it here. But oh, thank God, when we get to heaven, it'll all be over. Honey, it ought to all be over at the altar when you was judged there and your sins went on before you and you've already had judgment passed upon you, and when you get to heaven, it'll just be your final reward. We have called on the peace and the righteousness and the happiness and the love and the joy and to be in his kingdom here. Amen. That's what he's called us to do. But I know some of you is not going to get too excited about it because you don't want to get out of your comfort zone. Don't you look at me like that. There are some people wouldn't be happy if they didn't have a problem. If they don't have one to talk about, they'll create one. But God didn't call you to that. That's your own doing. Praise the Lord. Do you love me? John 16:33 said, "These things have I spoken to you." What things? The word. The promises above that. "That in me you shall have peace." Hebrews 12:14 said, "Follow peace with all men, and wholeness without which no man shall see the Lord." Philippians 4:7 said, "The peace of God passeth all understanding." Psalms 119:165 said, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." Do you like that? The reason people are so easy offended, they don't love the law. Oh, I like the way you're shouting. Praise the Lord. "Great peace have they which love thy law." David put it like this. He said, "Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. For in his delight, in his law doth he meditate a day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of waters that bringeth forth its fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Therefore the ungodly are not so, but like chaff which the wind driveth away. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." You see the difference? You see the divine line? See which side you're on? Let's grasp it. Let's get a hold of it. Let's say, hey, we are God's people, and we're called to peace. Now, let's get just a little bit of the negative. We'll switch back over with some other things. But 1 Thessalonians 4:7, "God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness." And wholeness, my friend, is not a dress code. Wholeness is an experience with God. Amen? It comes on the inside and works on the outside. You can dress up to what we have termed holiness in the dress code and be meaner than a skunk and smell like one too. That's not what God calls holiness, though I like for people to wear proper clothes and modest apparel. But he said, he's not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. 1 Peter 2:9 said, "Who hath called you out of darkness into the marvelous light." Now, he didn't call you to be ignorant. He didn't call you to have a lack of understanding. He didn't call you to be dumb. He called you to walk in the light. We are children of the light because we've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Somebody said, "I can't understand the word." One fellow was saying that to me, and I said, "How can you understand the federal government?" He could name all the congressmen, and he could tell me the pay of the president and the pay of the congressman, and I couldn't tell you that. I said, "Don't stand there and tell me you can't understand the word when you can understand politics. You study politics, the reason you understand it. If you studied the word, you'd understand the word." Hello? If we read the book as much as we read other things, we would have a better understanding. So that's why he said, "I've called you out of darkness." Everybody hasn't come. But I've called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Praise the Lord. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, goodness, faith, temperance. Against such there is no law. These are things that we have that we need to really see. And everywhere Jesus ministered, what did he generally say? What was the first acclamation that the angel said to the men when they heard the birth of Jesus? peace on earth, goodwill toward men. What was he said when he healed? He said, go in peace, you're made whole of your plague. Go in peace, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. Nowhere did Jesus ever send someone away troubled. Brethren, when I began to see this, and I began to study in this message, and I began to realize the will of God and the call of God, I began to realize how short we're living beneath our privileges. The church ought to be the most happiest, most productive, most exciting group of people in God's green earth, because we know that we've been called from death unto life. We know we've been called from darkness into the light. We know we've been called into sorrow, from joy, sorrow unto joy. Everywhere he ministered, he said, peace, be still. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. Luke 8:48. Romans 1:7. To all be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? John, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 said, beloved, now are we called the sons of God. Nobody can change that. Nobody but me. I have been called the son of God. Amen? Man, that ought to make our heels bounce. Our face smile, our head raised higher. We're called the sons of God. Praise the Lord. He called the light day, and he called the darkness night. It's always been that way. What God hath called are created for man's good and for man's glory. I have to accept it before it becomes mine to use it or to be blessed with. God's called it. God spoke it into existence, but I have to accept it before it's mine. Amen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Praise the Lord. Josh Smith. Ashley Morgan. Paul Branscombe. Christy Raley. Jonathan Howe. Nobody answered. I had a dollar to give the first one that answered. Did Josh answer? But I didn't hear him. Answer again, Josh. Get up here then. See? What am I telling you? Stand right here with me. That's yours. Because you answered. How many times has God called and we've not answered? What am I preaching to you tonight? If it had been $1,000,000 and you just sat and looked at me, he wouldn't have got it. Promise of a healthy body. Promise of happiness and peace. God called us to that, but he answered. Why didn't the rest of you answer? Now anybody I call would answer, wouldn't you? Huh? What makes a different story? Thank you, sir. I should have gave you a five and let you tuck me to breakfast in the morning, shouldn't I? Huh? I'm talking about the calling of God. Is out without repentance, it'll always be there. But for me to benefit from it, I've got to say, hear my Lord, hear my Lord, what would you have me to do? And then when the Lord speaks to me what to do, Brother Howe, I have all of those things I've preached about tonight. He's called. I've never seen this strong until I began to study on this message. No wonder there's many called, but few chosen, because there's only few answered. And when I call tonight, one was chosen. Was I respect the person? No. Any one of those answered could have had the dollar. That's not much, but it's just an illustration. How long has it been since you heard God's call? Tomorrow when the devil gets on your back and trouble begins to come, listen to that still small voice that says, peace I leave with you. My peace give I unto you. Not as the world giveth give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Tomorrow when your body feels like it's cracking and breaking and you're in pain, hear that still small voice. I've called you unto life and peace. With my stripes you're healed. I've called you to health. See, when Jesus rose from the dead after he died on Calvary, Brother Madewell, I believe with all of my heart, Jesus saw the world healed and saved because he gave his life for that purpose. I believe he had called the world from that time, eons on down the road. He called them to life and health and peace. But not everybody's come. Bow your heads, please. Father, I've preached what you gave me. Bula sakiondo kurobasatali kikinimihai. Yolobasayandi kirobosoko tanamayeki namahaisai. Ula sayanda kodo bosiki kena mahala sokoki kini miando rolobo lokosa tanahai saike. Mula basanda yekina mosoto lalabakaya. Yea, my people, have I not spoken to thee many times in the dark hours of night? Have I not spoken in that still small voice as you drive down the highway? Have I not spoken in your kitchen, in your living room, in your bedrooms when you was all quiet? Yea, have I not spoken to thee, and at times you question, but I say to thee that I'm speaking, I'm calling, I'm beckoning you this night with my spirit to hearken unto my voice, yea, and let me do that which I desire to do for thee and with thee. Fret not, yea, and worry not, for I, the Lord thy God, have provided for thee, and all provisions are already made. If thou will but trust me, I shall confirm my word and supply your need as my word hath declared, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and praise him, would you? Lift your hands and thank him. Lord, we praise you tonight. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Without any music or anything, I want to know if there's one in this building that's not right with God tonight. First things must come first. If you know your sins are not forgiven, I want you to meet me down here right now. You want to be saved. You want to make it right with God. Right? Now I'm opening it up for whatever you need tonight. God has called you to peace, life, happiness, health, joy. Right? Musicians will come. We'll sing a chorus. Give you a chance. If you have a need tonight, if you'll come as that man in the wheelchair did that Brother Madewell told about, God will do it for you. He's no respecter of person. Come with faith. Come believing God. Because God's no respecter of person. He loves you. Come quickly right down this aisle here. Praise the Lord. I want you to come down here before we start. We're going to pray for what comes now. The reason I'm doing this is because sometimes you just kind of wait to see. If the first one's going to get blessed, you'll come. I don't want that. If you don't have faith in God, you won't get it. Amen? I'm declaring upon the authority of God's word that he is a deliverer. He is a healer. He is a source of supply. What do you have need of? I'm going to sing one chorus and we'll start ministering to people. There's great things to happen to you in God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sing whatever you want to sing. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the blood. Elders and ministers, I don't have to call for you. You know what you're supposed to do. I don't make it a plea. Washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. There's power in that blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Keep singing. But yea, my son, if thou will but walk softly before me and wait on thy calling, I will make it plain to thee. For I say unto thee, my son, it's nearer than you think, but prepare thy heart and prepare thy life, and I shall send thee in time, saith the Lord.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Sing on. Oh, the blood. Hallelujah. Brother Ronnie, I'm decreeing tonight that those fingers are not going to hurt again. Those nerves, even though part of the fingers are gone, those nerves are restored. And it will not come upon you like it has in times past. According to God's word, we decree it. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I want you to breathe right down the bottom of the lungs. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I felt something move in the bottom of those lungs. I want you to tell us when it's complete. Hallelujah. Relax. Breathe deep. We believe you, Lord, to open it tonight. We fought with this long enough. God, you've not called us to be sick. You've called us to health. Glory to God. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Me baba bale keke da bosoto kona malala ba keke na mahai. Amen. That going all the way down? Is it open? Is the pain gone? Praise the Lord. That's what you wanted, wasn't it? See if it's gone in your back. It don't hurt. Well, that'll go. God, we curse every bit of it. The rest of it's got to go. Take it out of this. Bring all that old poison infection out of these lungs. Let it go through the system like it should. And pass! In Jesus' name, we curse it, dissolve it, move it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise. I see the Lord. Do you see him? He's high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple. Everybody point your hands towards Sister Billy. Lift your hands. I want you to relax. Don't want you to pray. I want you to relax and receive. Amen. Holy Spirit knows how to heal every organ. Nobody has to touch it. He'll touch it. Father, we take authority over this sickness right now. I command every organ in this body to be healed. Satan, you're a liar. You're a liar. I rebuke your spirit right now. Speak health to this body. I speak life to this body. Lord, every symptom's gone. These things the doctor's searching for is not there. Because, Lord, you've made her whole. You did it before they even found it. They're only searching for something that was never there. I believe you for a miracle. Be whole. Be healed. Come alive in the name of Jesus Christ. Every. Be made whole.
I speak to every female organ to come alive, be made completely whole, no problem or complication, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The angels cried, holy, yeah. Sing it, worship God.
Brother CJ, put your hand on there just below mine, just down below mine. Three vertebrae right in there that I want God to do a miracle in. Father, I call heaven and earth to record. Your word declared, if we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Lord, we see your power. Your hand is laid upon Lucky tonight, right? Okay. Oh, glory to God. Receive it. I command these vertebrae to be healed, this back to be made whole. Lord, you've called us to help, and it's irrevocable. Oh, glory to God. All the way, Lord. All the way, Lord. All the way, Lord. Every bit of it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the Spirit flow through you. Go on. Let the Holy Ghost renew itself.
Find the Lord. Remember the leper that returned. Praise God has made whole. As it gets healing quicker than things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now let's make the devil a liar. Turn around. Is it sore? Huh? Where's the soreness? Huh? I'm hitting pretty hard. Bend over. Come here, Ken. Come here. Now, you've not been lifting now. Are you afraid to lift him? Huh? Huh? Pick him up. Pick him up. Does that hurt?
It was to the point where I couldn't pick up Tyson with it off. About going into the ground.
What? Say that again.
I couldn't hardly pick up Tyson without going to the ground.
He's a little bigger than Tyson.
Yeah.
Test it. Show the devil he's alive. It's gone. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Holy Ghost is trying to manifest himself to you and just give you a bundle of joy along with it. See? You're called to joy, not sadness. Called to peace, not trouble. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap. You're seeing things happen. I didn't develop it. God did. Come on, Merrill. I want you to walk over here to the wall with me. Just come on. We're just going to take a little stroll. Come on. We're going to praise the Lord. When we get back over there and back over here, your arm is going to be healed. Praise the Lord. Feeling is going to come back in that arm while we're walking. Amen. You hear what I'm saying? God's healing your arm while you're walking across here. Amen. Right while you're rubbing it, feeling's getting better in it. Hallelujah. What? I don't care how long it's been that way. This is the last time it's going to be that way. Amen? Come on. He's bigger than all your problems. God is bigger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now turn around here. Lord, I thank you for healing this arm and this hand. I thank you for restoring. Oh, glory to God. You had some muscles. If it's going. Amen. I command these damaged nerves that's been damaged by physicians to be healed. Restore these nerves right now. I know, Lord, for man it's a hard thing, but it's not hard for you. I speak life to these nerves right through this arm and hand in Jesus' name. Amen. Now look at me. Look at me. Where's the needles? You don't feel no needles now, do you? You felt needles in there when you come up here. Sure you don't feel them now? Look for them.
There's just a little tiny bit of something there.
Well, now if you hunt hard enough, they might come back. Just keep looking for them. You want them to come back?
No. No, I don't.
You don't want them to come back? Okay. Let's see if we can find them by faith then. Where are they at? Where's the needles? You've had that thumb cut or something there?
Praise just, the name of
well, you've had some damaged
Jesus.
Nerves up in here somewhere.
The name help me. That's what the doctor
did they cut on you up here somewhere? They didn't. Well, somehow they've been damaged.
They say a doctor said that it, when they cut into my leg and into my stomach there, you know, that it could have damaged some of the nerves.
Clap your hands. Feels different, don't it? Does it hurt? Well, do it some more. Do like this. Yeah, just up and down. I'm not saying jump. Don't tell me you can't. Yeah, just a little bit. You don't have to get your feet off. Just do this a little bit. Come on. See? Come on. Come on, just a little bit. See? Now clap your hands. I just want to prove the devil is a liar and God's healed you. It's all gone now. Look at. Praise the Lord. Did you see the look on her face? It's gone. Don't feel it now. Well, don't welcome it back. Go on with victory. Get out of here. Go on rejoicing. Praise the Lord. Make it peaceful. Make it easy to follow you. Now, Lord, glory to God. Oh, praise the Lord. Open the doors and make it easy for him. Provide for him in Jesus' name. God, you know the goal set ahead of him. You know what he plans to do, and it shall come to pass in your time and your will. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Be at peace. That's a Sheila need. Praise the Lord. We're not going to touch your hand. It's all right. Mama's going to hold you. That's all right. Just put your hand up there on him. We're not going to touch him. Put your hand on him. Everybody stretch your hand toward Tyson. He needs a miracle. Father, your word declared to suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. We bring Tyson before you today for a miracle in his body. Lord, take hold of this life and change it to where he can speak and learn and understand normally. Give Sheila and Lucky wisdom, understanding, and know how to teach him. Give them patience. Give them grace and strength. Lord, turn this around for your glory and touch Tyson and bring peace to him in Jesus' name. We'll praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, see, that didn't hurt, did it? Huh? Praise the Lord. Everybody happy? Say amen. All right. Don't forget.